Wednesday. Today is December the 4th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, recently the Conference of Parties took place, the COP29 as it's been referred to, carbon exchange, carbon markets, and carbon change. Not surprisingly, the big topics and what the U.S.'s role will be moving forward. We're going to talk about that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, COP29 making agricultural headlines. That's the United Nations Conference of Parties that took place in Baku, Azerbaijan. And if we take a look at what came out of it, international competition actually could be a driver for U.S. agriculture to ensure the country has a seat at the table in climate talks in the future. Now, COP30 is next year, and that will be hosted by Brazil, which is expected to put a heavy emphasis on food and agriculture in the climate negotiations. It's incumbent on the U.S. from a trade perspective to be active in this space. The reality is Brazil's a competitor, and other countries that are in that ag space are competitors to us in the export markets. That, according to Tom Vilsack, USDA Secretary, the U.S. will need to continue to stay competitive with others in emissions and other areas of sustainability when it comes to trade, he said. It allows us to continue to make the case to African countries where we want to expand, to Asia countries, particularly in Southeast Asia, where we want to expand exports, to make the case that we remain a safe, sustainable supplier of agricultural products and food products that the world needs. If we disconnect ourselves or we give the appearance of being disconnected from that system, I think it gives our competitors the ability to walk into other countries where they're making the case to buy their crops that they can basically say, you can trust us because we're engaged in sustainable practices and we're engaged on the international level. We're actively promoting climate smart activities, so I think it's incumbent on us to remain connected. Now, Ernie Shih, who's the executive director of Solutions from the Land, also attended COP29, and he said that one of the outcomes from COP29 was the negotiators agreed to rules for a global market for carbon credits. This has been a longstanding conflict in the talks, but international rules for carbon markets pump more investment into agricultural practices around carbon sequestration. Carbon markets send a signal that countries are willing to embrace, quote, all the tools in the toolbox, he said. We're falling way behind on meeting that target. The narrowness in the approach of solutions does not align with the magnitude of the challenges, he said. If we're going to get serious about addressing the climate crisis, we need to pursue all the paths, and creating a way for agriculture to participate by sequestering carbon is a very important underutilized solution pathway. No, it's not perfect, but let's not let perfect be the enemy of getting something good. We're delivering what the world wants, lower carbon renewable energy, bioproducts, and food. Now, here's an area where they say the Trump administration at USDA will also play a role. USDA has been implementing the Growing Climate Solutions Act, which was passed by Congress in 2022. USDA has been working to implement standards for technical assistance and how carbon market protocols will go forward for agriculture. USDA still has to appoint members of the Greenhouse Gas Technical Assistance Provider and Third-Party Verified Program Advisory Council. These groups will likely be formed sometime in January, and they'll then start writing guidance for the carbon markets. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue talking about COP29 as the Ag Secretary took time during his recent trip there to provide updates on the Agricultural Innovation Mission for Climate. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
The recent United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP29, provided opportunity for updates on the Agricultural Innovation Mission, AIM for Climate initiative. As Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told COP29 participants,
we announced now AIM for Climate has over 800 partners. 56 countries have joined collaboratively to support the initiative. We announced as well 52 additional innovation sprints, which brings to a total of 129 innovation sprints that have been identified and are sponsored, if you will, by AIM for Climate. With that partnership and with those innovation sprints, we now have commitments of over $29 billion by our partners in spreading the word and encouraging greater innovation.
Separate Aim for Climate events at COP29 included a ministerial meeting between leaders from the U.S. and United Arab Emirates and other participating countries, as well as announcements for new components within the initiative.
We now as well, with the UAE's assistance and help by the Gates Foundation, have an Aim for Scale initiative, which is going to allow many of these innovations to scale up. The U.S. announced a continued commitment to the effort in the sense that we are investing in a number of these innovation sprints.
With that total collective investment from the U.S. at $4.3 billion. One example of such.
We just announced an $80 million commitment to Atlas Agro. It's one of our sprint partners. It is a company that is going to build the first hydrogen facility that will produce fertilizer without increasing the agricultural footprint of that production. It will be a first of its kind in the world, and it will be located in the state of Washington in the Pacific Northwest.
The Agriculture Secretary also discussed a progress report on Aim for Climate released earlier this fall.
We issued a report in September as part of the United Nations gathering in which we outlined the progress that Aim for Climate has made. And we also pointed out the need for continued action. The report contained four recommendations: the opportunity for countries to include in their NDCs the inclusion of climate smart agriculture and food systems, the need to normalize this $29 billion of investment so that it becomes part of the budgets, if you will, of the private sector, of the nonprofit sector, and also of governments. The opportunity for us to continue to build global partnerships and to scale public-private partnerships, critically important to this effort. So excited about the progress to report there.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rob. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.